It means that if you are not praying, if you are not living a life of gratitude, then your prayers have no power behind them.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast. You are in the perfect place because this is where Joyce teaches the Word of God in her practical, wonderful way. And my friends and I talk about the real stuff of living it. I'm Ginger Stocky with Erin Cluley and Jay. And of course, Joyce is one of the girls too. So yes. She drops yes, in she here, is. Talks
they
about life
let
with
me
us.
Be part of the team.
Oh,
took a little while.
We're so happy. You know, we were just talking hair a little bit.
Yeah.
Earlier, we were doing some videos and Joyce came in and said about Jay's hair that
yes.
It's different every time that she sees
yeah.
it, which that's
yeah.
one of the things that,
so that's
that
not,
we love
it's not
about
real
Jay.
Hard to figure out why, right?
She says this, I remember like 8 years ago, I was at the drink center and y'all remember you walked in, you were like, every time you did like this, how long is this one going to last? I'm like, I don't know. But then today, we were doing the video, she was
I think
like,
I used to think it was real and you were just cutting it.
But sometimes
you know?
It was though,
because
I have inches too.
Yeah, you
I
never know.
You never know.
But then if I'm in here 2 weeks ago and you have this super short hair.
Yeah, I look like
yeah.
you.
Yeah, and then I come back today, nobody's hair grows that fast.
And I look like Rapunzel.
Yeah.
So Joyce brought up the fact that maybe we should all go shopping because you would like to try some different things.
Well, I've gone shopping, tried on wigs, and I just look stupid in them. So
nothing would make me happier than to have you all like embrace my world of hair and wigs and weaves.
I would love it.
It would just make me so
I
happy.
I want to see Joyce in this style.
I'm sure the guy over there taking pictures of everything we do would love to be on that trip.
I would love to do it. Can we make that happen, please? Yep.
I love the idea.
Uh-huh.
We'll see what happens.
Yes.
Well, Joyce, last episode, we had a wonderful complaint session. So essentially,
awesome.
We complained about many, many things. Now, not everything. There are more
we
things
really
we could have complained
it.
About.
Yeah, it's a good thing I wasn't here for that one.
You
well,
loved it.
You actually inspired us, not by your complaining, but by...
How
by
could I inspire you to complain?
Because... It's just stuff that we all think, and so we wanted to talk about how to deal with it instead of complaining. Mm. How do you turn it, take it somewhere positive? And so this goes hand in hand with it so beautifully. Joyce has a new book out called The Power of Thank You, and we're going to talk about why those two little words, thank you, are so powerful. And one of the things that you say is that you can turn your complaints into
right.
gratitude.
Yeah,
you know, there are people... I just heard this from somebody else, but it's so true. There are people in the world that never see what they have or what someone is doing for them. Hmm. They only see what they don't have and what someone's not doing for them.
Yeah,
actually,
so
someone was telling me this about somebody in their family that they actually really, really do a lot for. But they never... comment about that. It's only what they're not doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a shame when people live that way, that they're not thankful, because being thankful actually really increases your joy.
Mm-hmm.
It increases other people's joy.
Mm-hmm.
It really opens the door for God to work in your life. There's a scripture in Psalm 104 that says, we enter his gates with thanksgiving. So if you think about that, you can't even get into the presence of God. Mm-hmm.
That's startling. Yeah,
you can't even get in the gate.
Yeah,
if you're not thankful, it so affects our prayer life. I mean, why should God give us anything more if we're already complaining about what we have?
Yeah. Well, I don't think we should wait. I think we should jump right into that because it's such a strong thing. I think it's really easy for people to overlook gratitude, almost brush it off.
Yeah,
right.
Or absolutely. The importance of those words, thank you. So what you're
well,
saying...
a lot of people think they are thankful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They think that, well, I'm a thankful person, but the Bible says, be thankful and say so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how many people never say so?
Right.
Yeah. And that's not just to God, it's just to people. Because in my self-reflection, like post-divorce, you know, doesn't justify what happened and how my marriage ended and, you know, all that stuff. But... in my self-reflection on what did I contribute to the marriage failing. But because of, I know that before the infidelity happened, something was broken in the marriage to allow it to go there. That doesn't justify it, but something happened, you know? Yeah. And so I want to own my part so that when God, I said when, because something's going to happen. I'm gonna have another shot at this, you know? I had to own my part. And I realized that I wasn't as grateful to him as I didn't express it verbally,
yeah,
because it was so easy to nitpick on, like what we talked about last week with the complaints. It's so easy to nitpick about those things. You know, you talk about fix your own lunch, do all your own. No, grant you, that stuff still needed to happen.
Yeah,
but
you still make your lunch. But
still make your own lunch, sir. But I didn't thank him for some of the, he didn't, but the stuff that he did do, I didn't thank him verbally. Yeah. So like,
and it's so easy. I mean, we all find ourselves there.
Yeah.
Because it's just daily life and we overlook some of the things that are really important.
Especially the people that you're closest to. You get in a routine with them and it's easy to take them for granted. So that's huge.
Yeah.
We're really bad about taking people and things for granted that we have all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there are probably no tellings how many divorces there are just because people don't show appreciation to the person they're married to for what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But they have no trouble complaining about what they don't do.
No, exactly. Yeah. I remember last year when we were working through some stuff, I could make a list 5 pages long of all the reasons why I did not like Mike. And there was maybe 2 of why I did. But God really showed.
2 pages or 2 items.
It doesn't matter. We're talking about what we're grateful for.
Okay. Well, I thought you said there were 82 things. I thought, man, you really do have a problem.
No, but after hearing you talk about this, and God really spoke to my heart, like, Aaron, you really need to flip that script. Start writing down all the reasons why you chose him, and because taking things for granted. Right. And it was miraculous how much that changed my perspective.
Yeah.
He's not the enemy. Maybe I just need to adjust my thoughts. So, yeah, it changed everything.
I did that one time, too. God had me do that. Like, I was, yeah, about Dave, and he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that. And God told me to write down everything about him that I liked and everything that I didn't like. And it was amazing when I got done. There was maybe 3 things that really bugged me.
Mm-hmm.
And the list of things that I loved and appreciated was really long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's just so easy to get along with. And, you know, he gives me a lot of freedom. He's always complimentary. There's so many good things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when he plays too much golf and it's so true. And there are people watching today that your marriage could be saved.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If you would hear what we're saying today.
Absolutely.
And stop looking at what's wrong, because there's stuff wrong with you too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
100%.
That's the thing.
I wouldn't want to see his list of the reasons why I'm not great.
Is there any more wrong with anybody else than there is wrong with us?
Right.
But we don't
want to think
about
that.
We don't look at that.
And it's crazy how Satan like magnifies that the
oh yeah.
It makes that the focal point.
Yeah.
All you see. Yeah, that's all you see. It's just so like strategic on his part to tear families apart and tear relationships, even with like friendships. Those little bitty things are the things that get magnified instead of just, you know, but the small things, it's so easy to overpass the good things, you know, so.
Now, you said the last show you talked about complaining. So one of the good things about being grateful is if you are focused on what you have to be grateful for, there's no room for the complaining.
Yeah, that's good.
It can't get in there.
Because you can't do both at the same time.
Because you can't do both at the same time. So it says in Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That face.
But we all feel that.
We do. Yes. Thanks for making that face because I relate.
Yeah, that means a lot to us.
But in every situation, underline every, by prayer and petition, we have no trouble praying, telling God what we want, with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. Now, I used to think a long time ago that that meant that you should start thanking God like ahead of time for giving you what you were asking him to do. You know, like, Lord, I need a new car. Thank you for giving it to me. That kind of stuff. But that is not what it means. It means that if you are not praying, if you are not living a life of gratitude, then your prayers have no power behind them.
Oh, interesting.
That's why thank you, when you really are grateful, it is powerful. It is extremely powerful. It's like it pushes your prayers.
So some people are saying, if I'm not thanking God for answers that I haven't got yet, what am I thanking him for? And especially when things don't look so good. Mm-hmm. So where do we find that gratitude that makes such a difference?
Everybody has things to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. I don't care who you are. I mean, this week, I don't know why in particular, but one morning when I got up, my house is nice and warm, and I slept really good, and turned my fireplace on, turned my Christmas tree on, and got my coffee, and I started thinking about people who live on the streets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, thank you for my bed,
yeah,
my mattress,
mm-hmm,
clean water.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for my coffee pot. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't get to get up and plug in their coffee pot.
Yeah.
And, you know, there may be a lot of people in that condition that wouldn't have to be if they would do something else, but there's a lot of people who really can't help it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's even a lot of people that are not mentally sound,
yeah,
that are living on the streets. And so if you have a house, you have something to be thankful for.
Yeah.
If you have a bed, you have something to be thankful, yeah, for. We really take those things for granted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing that I've loved watching while working here, the trips that you guys have taken internationally, and then when Mike used to travel, he would come home talking about the kids that you guys would meet. And one story in particular, I won't forget it because he said they were tired, they were done for the day, but they were playing soccer with a bunch of little kids, and the kids loved it. And it just, like, they were laughing and playing, and...
Right.
I think Mike said to me, they don't have anything, but they have so much joy and they're,
yeah,
so happy and thankful to be playing with you. And they live in dirt and they don't have all the meals they need, but they have so much joy. So I have a home to live in. I have,
yeah,
warm, I have heat. So yeah, we take it for granted.
That has totally changed my world. Mm-hmm. Just having these many years of being able to see the different situations. I think we have to have a global view. We have to have,
yeah,
a view that's bigger than ourselves,
yeah,
and being so grateful for that. And there are a lot of things that I don't do so well, but I honestly wake up and the first thing every morning is, God, thank you.
Yeah.
Just an overwhelming, mm-hmm, gratitude,
right,
for all of these blessings that I certainly don't deserve.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because it's not about that, it's just thanking God for,
right,
those things that he provides for us, for the love that he gives us, his mercy, his grace, all,
because,
yeah, none of us deserve anything that we have.
No. Yeah.
And it really does, it changes the rest of the day and everything else that happens. And then when something comes in that you know, is pretty nasty, is pretty,
yeah,
bad,
mm-hmm,
At least you've set that foundation of gratitude, and you look at it differently. It's not the end of the world. It's
right,
something that God's going to help you walk through once again.
Yeah, because then the other thing I wanted to talk about, and this takes it to another whole level.
Come on. Nervous. Okay,
we're ready.
I'm nervous.
Brace myself.
Give thanks in all circumstances.
My Lord, all of them.
Not just the good ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the nasty things that you're talking about.
Yeah.
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
Mm-hmm.
Give thanks in all circumstances.
Yeah. What you said was be glad that the rose has thorns.
Yeah, right.
Explain that to us.
Well, in the book that I wrote on thank you power, I said, you know, roses have thorns. And we love the roses, but you're not going to have roses without the thorns.
Yeah.
And so some people never get beyond complaining about the thorns,
yeah,
in,
mm-hmm,
life,
yeah,
to ever see the roses.
Yeah.
And we all have thorns in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Paul had a thorn in his flesh, and we've all got people that bug us and traffic that bugs us and insurance companies that you pay that bug us.
I
think
personal.
there's a story there.
Personal.
guess who's aggravated with them right now?
I have no idea.
No idea. You know what? I haven't thanked God for them yet. I need to do that.
Take a minute.
I'm so sorry, Lord. Thank you for the insurance company. that won't give me what I want.
Thank you for the thorns.
Yeah, thank you for the thorns. Why should we give thanks in all circumstances? Because the Bible says that if we do things God's way, you can't leave that out, that he will cause all things to work together for our good. To those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So you can't have any unforgiveness in your heart.
Mm-hmm. You looked at me.
Yes, she did.
I'm working on it.
She lingered. I didn't mean to.
Maybe it was conviction. I don't know.
Must have just been the Holy Spirit. Yeah. I didn't mean to.
I feel like
I'm trying to turn my head around. I won't go anywhere.
She's like that painting that always looks like it's looking at you.
I saw that. Okay. Forgiveness in my heart. I got you.
But I honestly, I truly 100% believe that. I've experienced it in my own life, and I believe it with all my heart, that if we do things God's way, so many people, when they have a problem, they stop doing everything they should be doing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
They stop giving. Mm-hmm. They stop reading the word. They stop going to church. They can't even be nice to anybody. Mm-hmm. They're just grouchy and down and in a bad mood all the time. And all they talk about is what's wrong, what's wrong, what's wrong. And they're doing the exact opposite. So what you should do when you have a problem is what you would do if everything in your life was perfect.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't hurt. Doesn't mean you don't cry. Doesn't mean it's not hard.
Right.
But we're talking about a spiritual principle here. We're talking about, okay, how can... See, the Bible says we overcome evil with good.
That really
tells the whole story right there.
Yeah.
So if you have something evil happening in your life, the best way to overcome it is by doing something good. Mm-hmm. And so being thankful is certainly better than griping and complaining.
Yeah.
Yep. I've had like interns and things like that come to me so many times and say things like, you know, it's easier to be thankful when everything's going good.
Yeah.
Like when things are going well, it's more difficult to, you know, to find that gratitude when things are going awful. Mm-hmm. And I used to kind of feel that way too. But honestly, going through this past couple years and realizing that how much life is fleeting, and you just also can't determine what changes are going to happen tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, like I am learning and have learned so far that giving God thanks for what I have today, right now, in the middle of the circumstance, is me just showing him that I appreciate what I have now, because tomorrow it might be gone. Like,
yeah.
Wow, everything can completely change tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I'm learning to live my life like that scripture in Thessalonians about, you know, like in every circumstance, you know, I am learning that, because now I'm pivoting my mindset. Because initially when it first happened, it is numbing. Sure. It makes you like not want to say anything, do anything, but like crash things and smash things and say bad things. And so But now going through it more and having you guys around and having, you know, good people in my life, like seriously, I am now understanding that even those hard circumstances are not like things to pause me and to numb me. It's just God redirecting my pathway, you know, like, I believe it's headed to something good, but I had to pivot.
It takes a while to get.
It does, because I was numb.
Yeah.
It was hard. Honestly, at certain points, and I don't know, because of the worship leading side of things, I almost felt like Satan was trying to cover my mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like sometimes I couldn't say, I was like, I really couldn't say anything. But then that's why it's like the attitude, the lifestyle of gratitude, like has overcome that. Like I can testify and say I have overcome and still overcoming, because it's still not as easy as it once was. But
you know, there's not time to be ungrateful.
Yeah.
Like you said, things could be different tomorrow. There's just not time to waste a day being ungrateful. And you know, I've lost a few people recently that I really cared about, people close to me. And I know a lot of people, everybody you talk to, there's just hard things, and life is fleeting and things change quickly. And so we just can't waste time not thanking God for what we do have.
Everybody has stuff.
Everybody. Absolutely.
Everybody has stuff.
Yeah.
You're not the only one that's going through. Whatever you're going through, there's somebody that's going through something worse than you are.
Yeah.
And something that I want to say that I think is important, because this is what's hard, is actually when you're in the circumstance you don't like, to verbalize, Lord, I'm doing this by faith, but I'm thanking you in this circumstance.
That's good.
Actually, there's a scripture that says to thank God for everything. That's another whole level too. So
in your book, in chapter, it was chapter 3, so I underlined it and I started and I put exclamation points next to it because you were talking about, it was really good. You're a really great writer.
Okay.
But you're talking about like your story and the things that you went through. And so you say, this is my story in a nutshell and you have your story too. But our stories are all being written. So even if you don't like the first few chapters of yours, remember that your life isn't over yet. And I think that speaks volumes
so
because it may be really hard right
so
now,
good.
But you're speaking thank you for what's to come because this is
right.
a season.
That's
this
the thing.
Isn't forever. And you
yeah.
know God is good and he has on the other side.
Because I actually can look back now at the abuse that I had. And I know it sounds totally crazy, but I am not sorry that it happened because I
That's
know
incredible.
That it has made me who I am and it has equipped me.
Mm.
See, everything you go through equips you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we need equipment. We need experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what does every company want? Somebody with experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the Bible says in Hebrews 5, 8, and 9 that Jesus learned obedience. Well, he was never disobedient, so mm-hmm. how can you learn obedience? Well, he learned the cost of obedience.
Mm-hmm.
He learned obedience through the things that he suffered.
That's good.
And that the things that he went through equipped him to be our high priest,
yeah.
to be the author and the source of salvation. So he had to go through those things in order to help us. And a lot of times, God does allow people to go through things
yeah.
because he intends to use them later, but they've got to have some experience. They've
sure.
got to know what they're talking about. I heard somebody say recently, I've never heard a preacher say anything that moved me that had did not have some brokenness in their own life.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't appreciate, you don't have as much gratitude if you haven't experienced brokenness.
No.
Because nothing seems that great if you've never had to go through hard things.
Yeah.
Right. So
I can honestly say at this point in my life, although I completely, like this is my honesty, like I completely miss what I thought my family was.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I miss that. And mm-hmm. if I could wake up tomorrow and this was all a horrible, horrible nightmare and everything that I thought was actually really the reality, like, I'd take that in a heartbeat. Because, and that sounds crazy, because I don't want them anymore. Like, but that's seriously.
But everything you thought was really wasn't.
It really wasn't. And so now that I know that it wasn't, and now that I've gone through what I've gone through and going through still, I actually am grateful because of who I've become and still
right.
becoming. Like, I am so much stronger. I've been able to connect with way more people that have gone through things. Like, I hate that that's, like, the story now, but it's strengthened me. I am a different person. I'm more loving. I'm more kind. I'm more understanding. I'm more introspective about
yeah,
my own
compassion.
Stuff. I have more compassion, more empathy. I'm just a different, I'm a whole different girl, and I'm just getting started. And so I'm really excited about what's coming. But
see, when
I can
somebody tells
that,
me they've been sexually abused, I can have compassion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you tell somebody who's never been through it, they can have pity.
Mm.
But pity and compassion are two
yeah.
different things. Pity is a feeling. Compassion, you're moved with compassion. So compassion moves you to try to do something
mm-hmm.
for them, pray for them, love them, talk to them, try to get them the help that they need, something.
Yeah.
You've literally been like one of the people the main person, honestly, that I just look at and like, look at her. Like, look at her, all the stuff she's been through, and look at her, and look at the influence and the impact that God's allowed you to do
God
because
you,
of all the junk at the beginning.
God pays you back, honey. He gives you a mm-hmm. double reward for your former trouble
yes.
if you do things his way.
Yeah.
And I have to keep adding that
yeah.
because so many people want to claim the promises of God, but they don't want to be obedient to God, and
yeah.
you can't do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You talk about humility being an important part of this. How does humility fit into this?
Well, humility is really what brokenness is. See, brokenness is... That doesn't sound good to people. We say you have to be broken, and they're like, wait a minute, I don't like this
program.
I don't
want to sign up for that.
Sounds painful.
Wait a minute, I'm going to turn to one of those channels where they're telling me that God wants to bless me and promote me, and he does, and he does. But brokenness is really no more than getting you to the point where you know that you cannot do anything apart from him.
Yeah.
It's not me. I don't get the credit.
Yep.
I don't deserve the glory. Mm-mm. I mean, you get to the point where I spent so many years wasting my time in works of the flesh, trying to get Dave to change, trying to change myself, trying to change my kids, trying to change everybody, trying to run the world. And I'm telling you what, trying to be the Holy Spirit is hard work.
A lot of work. That job's been filled already.
It just wears you out.
And when you give all that up.
I don't know how he does it.
When you give all that up, you can finally enter the rest of God, and you can watch God work.
I want to ask you this for some of our friends who may not be familiar with the terminology, but when you say works of the flesh,
okay,
you're talking about doing what we feel like doing?
It's my energy trying to do God's job. Mm. So
that's a great definition.
So
that was quick too.
Yeah. It was good.
Really?
Yeah.
Write
that down.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of experience, honey. Because I was big time into works of the flesh because I'm strong.
Yep.
I don't need anybody. I mean, all those promises and vows I made to myself when I was being abused, I'll never ask anybody for anything. Mm. I'll never trust anybody. I'm never going to need anybody. And boy, did I have a surprise coming. Because everything that I tried to do didn't work.
Right. Yeah.
So then I would get frustrated. And finally, God gave me the formula. And I put a sign on my refrigerator. Frustration equals works of the flesh.
Wow.
So every time I got frustrated, even getting frustrated this week at the insurance company, it's because I was determined they were going to give me what I wanted because of how much that insurance cost. And
me too. I am right there with you in that trap, definitely.
But the thing is I can't make them do that.
Yeah.
I can pray about it.
Yeah.
You know, but I can't, God can, but I can't make them do that. So that's what brokenness is to me. It's us learning that only, that, you know, we do our part, but we can't do God's part.
Yeah.
Jesus fed 5,000 with a little boy's 5 slices of bread and 2 fish.
Yeah.
And, the beautiful thing about that is that little boy wasn't even counted. They only counted the men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't count the children and the women. Mm. So somebody that people don't count, God will count.
Oh, wow.
She's
rolling them.
He provided that little know-nothing that couldn't even be counted. He had...
Wow.
The raw material for the miracle.
Yeah.
And so what did Jesus say to them? What do you have? And when you can finally say, nothing but you, then maybe you're ready for God to use you.
Isn't it something to think about, like when you said that, it made me think about all the people that feel forgotten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like people that have maybe even sacrificed and done so much in ministry or done so much for the kingdom of God and maybe have gotten a diagnosis or maybe have a failed marriage or maybe suffered something, you know, during the pandemic or, you know, all those people that are like, I've done so much. Because that was one of my things. I was kind of like, God, I've given my entire life to ministry. How could this happen to me? But the thing about it is God never forgets.
But when I say, and I have to keep saying this, if you do things God's way, there's nothing that the devil can throw at you.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing that God will not turn around for your good and give you a double reward. Mm-hmm. So what does that terminology mean to all of you? If you do things God's way, what do you say, Ginger? What does that mean?
Oh, that's a really big question because there's so many different levels to it. But I think if I simplify it as much as possible, it really is to have a heart that seeks after him more than anything else. Mm-hmm. Because if I'm doing that, then I do want to do what he asked me to do. I'm spending time to get to know who he is. All the other things fall into place. So mm-hmm. I think if my heart is seeking after him most of all.
Yeah. And that's really good, but let's get into specifics. What does that mean? Forgiveness?
Yes.
Those eyes are.
Yes, ma'am.
Those
yes,
eyes are. Sorry, ma'am. I pointed at you again.
You did. Okay, I'm working on it.
Okay. So you want specifics?
Yeah. Forgiveness.
Yes.
Keeping a good attitude.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I'll mm-hmm. put my point
on. No, you read us. Go ahead. You get you us together.
Your attitude. We love
you.
It.
Will forgive.
Yes.
What is she going to do?
We have to do so many things.
Being a blessing to other people while you're hurting. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are things that I've learned. These are things that specifics. And you're right. Seeking God. And really, if you do seek God, you're probably going to have all those things.
Because he gives you those desires to do those things. Otherwise, but if you're at it's the, a constant fight.
But if you're at the point that you're talking about, then you probably don't have some of the problems these other people are talking about.
Like us. Because, but us over here on the couch.
Oh, she said those other people.
One thing that comes to mind that I've learned a lot from you is like not striving. Because as a person of my, like me, I am a striver and I want to just do and I want to. Because I know I can do something independent.
Yeah, we are.
So I've had to learn, and now it's what I crave. Like, I am not doing it if I do not feel peace, because I do not have the time or the energy or the emotional capacity to do it. So that's a practical one for me. It's just don't strive if I know it's in my own strength.
Yeah. You can tell. Anytime you hear yourself say, I'm so frustrated. I am just so frustrated. Why do people get frustrated? When you're trying to do something you can't do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're putting everything you've got into it, and it's just not working.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's exhausting.
And it is frustrating.
It's exhausting.
And so then we tell God, I have done everything I know to do.
And that's the problem.
And there it is.
And there lies the problem.
I remember one time falling on the floor very dramatically.
No.
Yeah. Very dramatically. God... I just give up. I give up. And honestly, I heard the Holy Spirit say, really?
Finally.
Finally. Thank you. Really? Now maybe I can do something till you take back over again.
Until you take it back.
You know, and you think about things like that. Like, I remember just calling and calling and texting and texting and saying, do this. Like, why isn't this? Why isn't that? And then afterwards, I'm just so sad, so tired, so exhausted. And finally, when I would just give up, be like, God, like, you're not listening to me. And he's like, no, you're just talking too much. Like, you know, shut up. So I totally get that. Like, when we actually surrender, that's when he can actually say, okay, now can I try? Can I take a stab at it? You know? Yeah. And I love that.
That really is, too, when... He just amazes us. That's when our gratitude really overflows, because just when we thought all was lost, because I've tried it my way 30,000 different times, the same, that's the definition of insanity, right? Doing the same thing all the time and expecting something to be different. When we finally give up on that and God does something, that really does just shoot your gratefulness level off the charts. Because you're like, wow, you know, God really is God. It didn't have to be me.
And I'm not exhausted at the end of it.
Not so stressed.
And that humility, to finish that thought about humility, when you're humble, you know you don't deserve anything.
So true.
And see, we've got a real problem with that in our culture today. That entitlement. Mentality that I should have this. And so when you're truly humble, it does make you understand that I don't deserve this. You know, everything I have is because Jesus died for me. And so it makes you thankful for it.
And I think about the visual we had last week, like it still has stuck with me, or the last episode, like it just stuck with me on how once we pivot our thinking from complaining and being so negative about the situation and striving, like you were saying, like that God is ready to charge angels on our behalf to like fix these things. And it, like that visual to me was so powerful. Like they're just waiting, taking like in stance, like ready to come to our rescue. As soon as we say like, you know what? Thank you. And I let go. But thank you, God, for whatever you're doing right now. Like, those angels are waiting to, like, fix it for us.
They hearken to the word of God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So good. Like, well, just
yeah, you talk about gratitude and the words thank you as being a weapon. We don't often think about it that way.
You know, well, I mean, if the devil throws his best shot at you and gives you a problem and you can't solve it, and all it pulls out of you is, I'm grateful for what I have. Mm-hmm. Thank you, God, for what you've given me. Mm-hmm. Thank you that you'll take care of this in your timing, in your way. And in the meantime, I'm just going to keep being a blessing to people, and you know, I'm not going to be bitter and angry. I mean, just imagine how mad that makes the devil.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course, that is spiritual warfare. Now, you got to go through a few things to get there. And I'm not saying that I'm there 100% of the time. I just told you. I mean, I didn't even think until I sat down here that I had been complaining all week about this insurance thing. And I'm the one that wrote the book. I'm being thankful.
So, she literally wrote the book.
So, and I wrote the book.
But you redeemed yourself. You said thank you for him eventually.
You did.
Yeah,
yeah,
you
did. I did. Now I have to go see if I mean it. But the thing is you can... It's habitual, and we do it without even realizing that we're doing it. And, I mean, I know people will laugh when I say this, but, I mean, literally, you can call any company and ask for the complaint department, but there is no complaint department in heaven. And God does not answer complaints, he answers prayers.
Yeah.
So, we're just wasting our time.
One of my favorite things in this book, well... You shouldn't say that because it's just funny. You made a list, I guess, for 2 months of all the weird, terrible things that happened to you. Like you got your toe caught in your underwear and it was hurt.
Lost my pants at the spa.
Yeah, you had quite
how
an 8 week. It was quite a couple
months.
They
had to give me some clothes. They had to take me to the gift shop and give me some clothes. And I'm in this fancy, fancy hotel. I mean... Very nice hotel at the spa, and I couldn't find my pants. So I put a house coat on, I go up to the check-in station, and I say, this is going to really sound stupid, but I cannot find my pants. Now, keeping in mind that everybody knows who I am.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's not like, you know, they didn't know me.
You're kind of recognizable.
Yeah.
Joyce Meyer lost her pants.
She's not wearing any pants.
So they send somebody down to the laundry room. They go all through the laundry. They go, well, what had happened, I had forgot to put them in the locker, and somebody picked them up and folded them nicely, and they took them up to the desk, but they put them under the appointment book.
Oh.
And so they're laying there the whole time, and I had to go through this whole embarrassing situation, walk through the lobby in my house coat to the gift shop, and when I went in, she said, oh, you're the lady that lost your pants.
That's not embarrassing at all. How do you find gratitude in that?
Well, the thing is look how much fun we've had with that.
Very true.
See, how much, I mean, people are just laughing and laughing and laughing right now. And for some people, that's what they needed today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll tell you, too. I've learned not to laugh at other people when they do these things because you told me about catching your toe in your underwear and
I almost broke my toe.
It wasn't 2 weeks later. I'm getting dressed and I'm like on the floor because somehow I got tangled up in my underwear.
And that wouldn't happen. If we would sit down and put them on.
We're on the go. We got things to do.
But I'm busy, so I put mine on standing up. And Dave will say to me, why don't you sit down? If you don't have time to sit down, you've got to get up and
we
go.
We have to go to the spa where my pants
This morning, I had to take a shower because I had to wash my hair, and I filled the bathtub up.
While you were taking the shower?
No, to take a shower.
You started the bathtub.
I filled the bathtub up.
You were in a hurry.
To take a shower. Then I took my shower and I had to dry off. So I got my towel in the shower and I had to turn the water off. Because I'm always always like one step ahead of
How many times have I gotten in the shower in my socks? Tell me you guys have done that. Thank you.
You're not alone. You said you've never done
that. I have never done that because I don't wear socks.
Well, it is really fun to see how we can have gratitude over the silly things and those hard lessons like you've talked about, those things that it talks about in Philippians that we don't want to have to deal with. We don't want to have to face and figure out in our life. But I'm so grateful. And there it is. That's the way to say it, right? I'm so grateful that God doesn't leave us in those messes.
That's right.
That he has so much good for us as we come through that. You know, the Bible says, and you talk about it, Joyce, to be grateful and to say so. So I just want to tell all of you guys how much I appreciate all of you. And there are people whose lives are different because of your openness and your honesty and sharing, all of you, and how many people's lives have been changed through being real and open. And Joyce, I just think there's something really important about a woman who is opening doors for other young women behind her. And we just appreciate that so much. So,
well, thank you. But thank you for getting the idea for this podcast. You see, we call it Joyce Meyer's Podcast, but Ginger got the idea for it.
It's still Joyce's podcast. But thank you very much.
That's one of the things we need to do to show appreciation to people is to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah. That's good.
You know, because I get the credit for like so many things that go on here that I couldn't even begin to make happen if I didn't have all these hundreds of people helping me do it. So we are all a team and it takes everybody.
Yeah.
But let's just ask everybody. Something I've been trying to do is have Thanksgiving days.
That's good.
You know, like a day.
More than once a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Not just Thanksgiving, eat a turkey, but just to have days that you dedicate toward trying to thank God all day long for every little thing.
Yeah, that's good.
That happens.
Great idea.
Yeah.
I think we have to train ourselves to do this.
It is. It is a training thing, definitely. Yeah.
Might help to do some alliteration. Maybe Thankful Thursdays.
That's nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's try it.
Yeah, I'm going to try that.
Well, we've been training our whole lives to complain. So it's going to take some
You have to do it on
effort.
Purpose.
Yeah.
On purpose.
Yeah,
to do you don't have to try to complain.
Right.
No,
it comes naturally,
really
right?
Yeah. Excellent.
But if you're not purposely being thankful, you will complain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a friend that really just was super thankful that I was just blown away by his gratitude. Honestly, he just lost both of his parents this year and just lost his mom like last week. And I was just, I didn't know what to really say to him on the call. But he's like, you know what? I'm just grateful to God because I know my mom and my dad are better off where they are. Mm-hmm. Like, he's just, I'm just thankful to God. Like, he's like, we were fixing our house, but man, she's got a mansion now. Like, how cool is that? Like, his mindset, he had like a tear like roll out, you know, but it was just like his gratitude to God. So, like, you know, I was like, man, even if you're going through such a tough time where you've, and he had just gotten out of the hospital, his wife had just gotten out of the hospital, and just to lose both your parents in a matter of less than a year, like, and to have, still have a mindset of gratitude, it just, it really shook me and made me feel like, you know what, Jay, you can be a lot more grateful for the things that you do have.
Well, you just summed up the whole thing with one word, mindset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Yeah, it shows you too how you can have that grateful mindset even in the midst of real pain.
Yeah,
yeah, and the pain is real, and we're not making light of that.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, some people think if they have a problem, they feel obligated to be miserable.
Yeah,
I mean, you do. You just almost you feel like, well, I have to be miserable because I have a problem.
Right.
But you actually can cast your care on God. And go ahead and enjoy your life while God is solving that problem. That's what he wants you to do.
Yeah. Well, we want to just celebrate, I guess, all that God has allowed us to do and for you to be part of it as well. We're so grateful because without you guys out there listening, this podcast would mean nothing.
Absolutely. So thank you.
We're very grateful to all of you. And we do want to make sure that you know about Joyce's book. It's called The Power of Thank You. It's great. It's a simple read, but it's a powerful read and it will make a difference in your life. And it's like one step at a time. It's not like you instantly have to change everything. It helps walk you through right. those practical things that'll be really helpful. So you can get that, and you can also do an online study that we have that goes with it that will help stir up your gratitude. So go to joycemeyer.org/talkitout and find out more about the book and the free online study. And we will see you all next time. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Bye.